Let's go to the KRDO Newsline right now and visit with Vanessa Zink with the City of Colorado Springs to talk about the big celebration, SESCA Centennial Celebration, 150 years, SESCA Centennial, thank you, Justin, 150 years in the of existence. Vanessa, it's a hard word to say for many, but it's going to be a great fun event, isn't it?
You sure got that right. I keep sticking with the 150th myself. I'm a little intimidated by the word sesquicentennial.
Oh, you did it. Oh, that was so smooth. I love it. All right, so let's talk about what's going to happen, what times people need to be aware of the different variety of things that will be happening, beginning, I guess, at 11 o'clock with the parade, right?
You got it. Yep, the parade starts at 11 a.m. The theme is Parade Through Time, since it is our 150th anniversary. And so we'll have more than 60 entries, and those entries are going to represent key moments throughout our city's history, including floats for people like General Palmer, who's our founder, Fannie Mae Duncan, and even some famous visitors that have been in Colorado Springs, like Nikola Tesla and Catherine Lee Bates.
Go ahead. I was going to interrupt for just a moment, but finish your thought.
All right, and there's going to be a parade in the sky, too, which is pretty cool. So the Air Force Academy Wings of Blue are going to be doing a special jump to help us kick things off at 11. So you'll look to the skies and you'll look to the street downtown on that tomorrow morning starting at 11.
Now, I don't want to address the elephant in the room, but there is rain in the forecast. There's going to be a lot of things that people can enjoy both indoors and outdoors, right? So there's going to be the celebration all along Tejon Street. Talk about some of the things that people will be able to enjoy.
Yeah, so we are definitely keeping an eye on the rain, I think, just like everyone else is. So if you're planning to come down, I would bring your raincoat, bring your umbrella. And if you have your cell phone right now, you can text COS150 to the number 888-777 to sign up for emergency alerts. So you'll be informed if there is any inclement weather rolling in.
Okay.
But in addition to that parade, starting at noon is a big street festival along Bermhoe Avenue. So there are going to be indoor activities at the Pioneers Museum, and that festival stretches on Bermhoe the whole way from the Pioneers Museum to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum, where they're hosting a bunch of fun different sport activities, both indoors and outdoors, at both of those museums, and then it will be packed full of activities in between on Bermhoe Street, too.
Oh, that's great. And there is an event map, by the way. If you want to check it out, you can go to the city's website. It's very, very good. It'll tell you where everything is happening. And there's going to be a lot. I can't believe how much there's going to be. But when you're celebrating 150 years, there has to be a lot going. You know, we have to do a lot of things, don't we?
Oh, yeah. There's something for everyone. It celebrates every different aspect you can think of in the culture of our city. So we really want folks to just come out and celebrate. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to the city and do a special national anthem with the Colorado Springs Conservatory at 12:15. So if you want to be part of that, there's going to be some free cupcakes there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's also
birthday hat, just some really fun stuff.
And I love the fact that you're also tying in Tokyo, Japan. You know, it's going to be a fan fest that will be taking place. There'll be a 50-foot gigantic screen so people can watch some of the games that are happening in Tokyo. It's just the last time this happened, not 150 celebration, but the last time this type of celebration happened for the Olympics, it was packed anyway, so I can't imagine what it's going to be like for 150 years celebration and the Tokyo, Japan Olympics.
Yeah, really special that ended up coinciding, right, because the games were obviously supposed to happen last year, but we're Olympic City USA, and they're happening this year, so we're going to celebrate it downtown, and it's going to be a blast.
Very.
We're going to be handing out a lot of Olympic City USA swag. Just so much fun.
Very, very, very good. All right, so give us they can just go to the city's website, right? ColoradoSprings.gov?
That's right. ColoradoSprings.gov. And if you want to get there quick, ColoradoSprings.gov/150, and you'll be able to navigate to the downtown celebration page real easy from there.
We've got 19 hours, 17 minutes, 42, 41, 40, 39 seconds.
And we have an official countdown clock.
And it is a countdown clock. That's exactly. Vanessa, thanks for the time today. It's been fun visiting with you, and all the best to the celebration. Colorado Springs, I was born here, so I'm very, very happy to, and just pride just oozes out of me when I talk about Colorado Springs, because I love this community so much. But thanks.
You. I think a lot of people too. Thank you so much for having me on.
It is our absolute pleasure. Say hello to everyone for us. We appreciate it very much.
I will do. Thank you.
Okay.